You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
So the first question of the day, are you used to the rain, Ali Gazel? Do you like the rain?
I don't like the rain so much because it's always wet, you know. But in Egypt, like, we don't have it a lot. In the winter time, you know, it's not every day like here. So
that's true. You would only get about 1 inch of rain growing up, like one couple of days a year it would rain down there?
Yeah, like maybe in the winter it will be like during all winter it will be like a week of raining, something like that.
Well, that's not bad.
But not very much, clearly, yeah.
No, not very much. No. You never had an umbrella when you were growing up?
Actually not, because when it's raining we stay inside.
Wait, really?
Yeah,
because... So have you gone to Robbo and said, listen, it's raining really heavy, let's just stay inside today, like when I grew up?
Then I would be staying inside all the year.
You would never train.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about growing up. Cairo is home.
Yeah.
What kind of family life, what kind of lifestyle was it for you? Did you play a whole bunch of sports?
Yeah, it was... like normal life there, not like high category or low category. It was like the middle life people there. So it was fine for me. It's fun that when I started, I was like going to be an athlete, something like this.
You love sports?
Yeah, I like.
Did you
sports.
Have a brother or sister or?
Yeah, I have two sisters, but they are not sport. Like they don't sport.
So you were the one in the family who wanted to. What sports did you play growing up?
Football, always.
It was always football? Nothing else?
All the time, no.
So when did you fall in love with that sport, soccer specifically?
Yeah, since I was born.
Since you were born?
Yeah, because my daddy was a football player. And
oh, he was?
Yeah, I used to go with him all the time when I was young. I play, jog around with the ball. And then when it was time, I was old enough to go make like trail in one club there. And he took me and then I started my professional career.
Were you always the best player on your team as a youngster growing up in youth soccer?
Yeah.
Ali, it'd be much better if you said, no, I really had to work. But no, I was the best. No
honestly,
one
honestly, it's good.
I will not lie, you know. I'm honest. I was there like since I started to play like in a club.
Yeah.
It was like under 10 years old until 18. I have been all national teams. From under 10, 11, 13, all the national teams.
And do you think when you get there as a 10-year-old and you see that you're better than maybe 10, 11, or 12-year-olds, it was because of your dad's love of the game or you just were natural?
No, when I went there, I was not thinking that I would be the best because I had better guys. You know, my position always like is difficult because you always have the best, the guy who scores goals. But I was the guy who go to the national team. So that was different. And... through the years, I was like, I always grow in like small clubs. I didn't play like really in a big clubs. So I was like, to say like maybe the only one in the team that go to a national team. So that's what made me the best is not just because I score more goals or yeah, but I go to the national team since I was young and that made me like special a bit.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Whitecaps midfielder Ali Gazel here in studio. Ali, when you were growing up, whether it was in your teens, who was the player that you looked up to, whether it was somebody playing in Africa or even Europe?
Yeah, Patrick Vieira.
You're Patrick Vieira.
Oh, yes.
Oh, very good. I'm wearing my Arsenal jersey today, too.
Really? Oh, wow.
So what about, did you try to be like Patrick Vieira?
Always. I like him so much, the way he used to play. And, you know, you pick an idol. Mm-hmm. So he was my idol.
You guys haven't played them yet, have you?
No, I'm waiting for them.
You got them at some point this year, don't you?
Yeah, still not. New York? I think we're going to play them, yeah.
Will you reach out and say something to them, or are you a quiet guy?
No, definitely. Oh, you know, I don't know if it will happen again, so I have to move for that.
Have to make sure you take advantage of it. How have you changed as a soccer player? Being youth in the national team, have you always played, or where did your game have to grow as you continued?
Yeah, I changed a lot. I was not like this before. I grew up when I was young as a central defender, as Kendall. And then I started by the time the one coach changed my position to play midfielder. So it was not like starting from zero, but I mean, I had time to understand more about this position, the movements and stuff. So until now, every year, every time, I learn something else. Yeah.
So that defensive midfielder position, it's you know, like you said, you don't score many goals there.
Yeah.
You sit back in front of the back four, you protect them, and you make sure you disrupt.
Yes.
Why do you like it so much specifically? What about that position do you like?
You know, like I said, if you come back from central defender, so you go a little bit forward. So now in midfielder, I'm doing my defensive part, but I have a little bit of going forward. So it's a progress for me.
Yeah, you're moving up.
Yeah,
by the end of the year,
exactly.
You might be a striker.
Ah, I hope so. But I don't know if they will allow me to do that. But I mean, like, it's harder, to be honest. You're going to run a lot of time and you have to cover everyone almost. But I like it.
Yeah. You're 26 now?
Yes.
26. Mohamed Salah's 25. Do you have him? How many times were you? We were on the national team. Did you train with him? Any relations with him?
Yeah, since the under 18 national team, under 19, we have been together. He's a good guy. We talk from time to time, not always, to be honest. But we still keep in contact.
Are you surprised how he's had such a phenomenal last 18 months? Did you see that? Or is he just so full of confidence right now he's in the conversation for the best player in the world?
Yeah, exactly. He should. I mean, like, the last 18 months, I was surprised for the last 12 months. Like,
yeah.
This season, I'm really surprised by the performance. Before, he was making, like, nice progress. After he left Chelsea, went Fiorentina, and then Rome, he was making like nice progress, but to be like the one he is now in Liverpool, I'm surprised. Like, everyone is surprised. We expected that he gonna be different than he came from Basel to Chelsea, but not this big different.
When you look at a player like that, would you like to play against him? Because right now he's the most feared attacker in Europe, him and of course, Ronaldo and Messi,
yeah.
But he's in that conversation now.
Yes.
As a fellow footballer, would you like to be playing against him?
Yeah, for sure. You want to compete against the best all the time. It doesn't matter if they are, like, so good or whatever, but you have to be there. You have to compete with them.
Where are you with conversations with your national team? Are they there? Do they not exist?
I really don't know. It's kind of like this. I don't know why, but... you know, I'm trying to do all what I can do. First, I'm trying to perform as well as I can, and then trying to make, like, contact with them, so to see, like, how it's going. Like, come on, you know.
And if, you know, we're on the radio, but I'll let people know. You can see frustration when you answered that question for
yeah.
me. Is it difficult? Wouldn't you think that, you know, they would have 40 or 45 guys that are playing pro around the world that they would at least be in communication with, to say, hey, how are things going?
That's my point. Is the frustration part is, like, I was there in national team, and then since these coaches came, like, I never been called for once. Even they called guys that they don't, like, how to say, like, they really don't play. So, but they called them just to check on them, and I never been called for once. So I don't think it's something related to football, and that's what I want to find, you know. So I made a contact, but everything, like, always seems nice, like, perfect. Okay, call me.
Do you have to do it, Ali, or does your agent reach out, or do you personally reach out?
My agent did, but I like to also, like, contact personally, because I have no problem with anyone, you know.
Yeah.
And this guy knows me as well, so it was like just a normal conversation.
It's funny. Have you had the conversation with Kendall? Because when he came here, he was on the outside of the Costa Rica national team.
Yeah.
And he had told me it's kind of the new coach just doesn't know what he did. And
yeah.
Now they make the coaching change a couple years ago, and now you look where he is.
Yeah.
Is that part of soccer that fans don't understand sometimes, that it can just be a coach for some reason doesn't look towards you?
Yeah, I don't really don't want to
say. You don't
know,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, the point is, like, I don't know the reason. Like, I don't know the reason, but you can see a lot of things going on, which is, like, I don't want to say it's not correct, but it's not normal. And that's what makes me, like, angry a little bit. But you cannot do anything. I'm just like, okay, I'm here in the club. I will not let this affect me, you know. I'm just trying to do my best here, and you never know in football. One day this year, that second day, you never know what will happen.
Well, the Egyptian national team generally likes to pick players from Europe or even the Egyptian league themselves.
Yeah,
do you think it's maybe MLS is very new to some?
No.
You don't think
so? No. Yeah, I want to say that MLS, there is some guys playing some clubs, and MLS is much better than the leagues in Europe, some leagues, mm-hmm. to be fair. I was in Portugal, and I know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. If you talk about a big national team that has like 40 or 50 foreigner like guys plays in Europe or around the world, and then it's difficult to choose someone. But when you have got like 10 and they are all playing and they are doing well, mm-hmm. you should call the 10.
It's common
sense. Understand what I mean? You will not call like 9 and you leave one. That's the point. That's my point.
Well, and I would think that'd be the same thing that in Toronto, Sebastian Giovinco would say. Like, am I not proving to you that I kind of should be talked to?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's doing very well. Like, he's doing very well here. But if you talk about Italy, they have a lot of guys as
exactly.
well.
Yes, exactly. It would be different to that.
Exactly.
Man.
So it's different for him. And, like, for me, we are, like, in Egypt, you know. You have, like, 15, for example, like, guys plays in Europe or around the world. So at least you have to call the guys who play always and perform.
You mentioned you played in Portugal, and you could say you can compare MLS to some clubs in Portugal. Where would this Whitecap team sit? Where would the top four or five MLS teams sit in playing in Portugal in the top league?
Yeah, if I talk about Whitecaps, to be fair, we're gonna compete like for the Europa League every year.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
So you're saying maybe Sporting Lisbon, Benfica, yeah. Porto around
Porto,
that area?
Yeah, yeah, and then we'll come like Braga. Whitecaps like this.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Is there a big discrepancy then? You've got your top four and then middle and then
yeah, in Portugal it's really like that because you have the top teams where is the money, where is the big the best player from any team every year they want. So they are always developing, getting better. The other teams just especially in Portugal, they just develop players. So they get young players, develop them to sell them for those big teams or outside of Portugal. So the competition is good between them. Like if you say from the 6th until the 10th, until like 12 or 14, those 6-5 teams, that's good competition always. And then you have like 4-5 teams that always in competition like relegation. Yeah. And then you have the first 5 teams, they always in competition for the first 4 places. So it's like this.
Ali Gazala, Vancouver Whitecaps, joining us on point. Perry Solkowski, Randeep Janda.
Ali, I don't know if you've been reading the news of late, but the last 2 days, Fernando Torres and Wayne Rooney have been rumored to come to MLS. When you see those names in the papers online, does that excite you as a player?
Yeah, for sure, because big names like that going to develop the league, for sure. If it doesn't matter if they are old or young, but just to bringing a big name here, going to take a lot of attention for the league and it will be more better.
Before you came here, you had signed with China, but it didn't work out. How did that whole episode take place?
Yeah, it's a kind of nice experience for me. In the beginning, I was not in the idea of like really going to China because at that time I was like playing in Portugal and having... it was at the end not that good time, mm-hmm. but I was like willing to go another team like in Europe. But it was like at this time we had very bad situation in the club, which going second division, they need money and I really wanted to leave and that was the only offer. And I liked it and I was like, okay, I'm going to go. I went there 2 days before I signed. They changed the rules of the foreign players. So it was more difficult for me when I went there. I was like, okay, I will just stay and see for sure gonna be a rotation or something, but it didn't happen. So I was like, okay, I pack my bags for the next transfer. I have to leave.
How difficult was that time? Were you concerned? You wanted to get to Portugal because they're getting relegated. You go to China, rules change. Did you know there would be more offers to come, or was there some concern for you at that point?
I was like, it was not my best season that I left. So I was not really waiting for anything, at least until the end of the season, because it was going like to nowhere, the club. And then I was like, yeah, for sure, definitely I will get an offer at the end of the season. But I didn't expect that I will get an offer like engineering. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, then I will take it. But it was like very big mess. Wife was pregnant as well, almost going to give birth, and it was like really.
Well, you said you missed the birth of your daughter.
Yeah, I stayed like at least 2-3 weeks, like no sleeping.
Really?
Yeah, because they had called me from China, and it was different time. They had called me like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m., and I have to make this and look what I'm going to do with the club. It was like big, big mess.
So the Whitecaps came calling, like you said, in January.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Did your agent find that, or did Carl Robinson reach out to you?
Yeah, he reached to me through my agent.
Okay.
Yeah. So he came to me. I was, at that time, like, I was already told by the club that I will leave in China. So my agent came to me to China, and then he said to me, listen, Whitecaps, they want you. I said, Whitecaps, where? They said MLS. I was like, okay. So I check, and then, oh, I see, like, that's really nice. And then he said, oh, the coach wants to talk to you. I was like, okay, that's serious.
Yeah.
And then I talked to Robo the second day, and it was very nice conversation. He convinced me to come here. And then I start off for sure to look on the internet to see the league, to see everything, and I liked it. So I was like, okay, as soon as they will re-sign the contract here, I will come. I was okay. So it took time. That was like in June, and I came here in August.
But you knew of the MLS, but maybe not specifically Vancouver at that point when the first time that Robo reached
out? No, because he told me Vancouver in Canada. So I was like, I didn't know that these Canadian teams play in the MLS.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was like, okay, but there is league in Canada. Like, I know I can play in MLS, but I go play in Canada.
You thought you're coming to a three-team league. You're just going to play Toronto, Montreal.
I really didn't know, to be honest. Yeah, I was like, come on, I will just go back to Portugal. Like, I want to go play in Canada. And then he was like, bro, like, deep play in MLS. I was like, really? He was like, hey, okay. So I go check, and then I find everything.
So you mentioned that when you went to China, your family didn't join you. They stayed back in Europe.
Yeah.
How about in Vancouver now? How has the transition been here? Did they join you, join up with you here?
Oh, big difference. It's big difference. Yeah. It's really big difference. I will not say that China was bad, but I mean, where I was, it was not really like the for foreigners, you know?
Yeah.
It was like a city, like the south of China, like, I don't want to say the middle of nowhere, but like, mm-hmm.
Middle
it was
of
not that.
Middle of nowhere. We'll say it for you.
Yeah, we don't. You don't want. Bad
I did.
Mouth,
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't say
it.
Said.
Yeah, you're in a tough place. Okay. It was a little bit of a hole. You're in a better situation.
Yeah.
Hey, what is it like? Compare. I've been around that team for a long time. That training center. Where does that rank compared to what you had in Portugal? And well, we won't even bring China into.
Yeah.
It, that's a pretty sweet setup.
That's one of the reasons that I came here. To be honest, like, I played in Portugal in a like middle table team, which the stadium was 5,000, the stadium, and we have only one field to training. It was nice, but I mean, it's only one. And then in China, like, it's really tough there. You have big stadium, like 57,000, 60,000.
Yeah.
But then when you go training, oh, it's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, very
cool. So, okay, is it a grass field? Is it just a dirt field?
The grass field, like, is only one, and when it's training, like, you cannot train. Like, I mean, like, they didn't have any facility at all.
You would change your boots on the sidelines and stuff like that?
Always, like, crazy. It was crazy. So, this club that I was.
Yeah.
Because I have been in other clubs, they have facilities, like, better than Real Madrid.
Really?
Yeah, really. Like, Shanghai or Guangzhou, they have their own university for football, and it's really big there. But the club that I was, it was not that that big. So I look here, I see the stadium, the supporters, like, it's nice. It was beautiful, everything. So I was like, okay, I have to try to be in that level. So I came.
So you came, well through the season last year. It was you had to catch up, you know, the fitness levels and everything. How was that transition for you to kind of catch up to a season that's already started and well into it?
Yeah, because in China it's the same as here, so they start at the same. Yeah. But before I leave, I had like a month there. Like I said, from June I know that I'm leaving, and I left like in the end of July. So at this time, I was not really training. Like, well, the team travels a lot, and it was like very difficult. So my fitness level went really low. And when I came here, I met John Pauly, the fitness coach. Wow, he killed me. Yeah, really.
He's got that reputation.
Oh, wow. He killed me.
Spanish, or in English, he'll kill you.
I never had like this kind of training, I swear. Like, the first week I came here from Egypt, the jet lag. So immediately to training. I finished training, like, I go, like, to the hotel at around 5 p.m. At 6, I sleep. No dinner, because I cannot. I just go to the bed. I swear, the first week, I sleep. I woke up around 2 a.m., like, oh.
Well, what kind of wimpy training were you doing in Portugal?
Wow. Jeez. No, it's just, you know, preseason, but, I mean, you come here, like, this is crazy. No, it's crazy.
How do you assess the season thus far? Because on social media and all that, boy, fans right now are just going, we need some offense, we need some attack. But you were here for the end of last year. You've seen so many changes. Is that part of it? Are you comfortable? This team sits in third place in the West as to where things are going with this team?
This team is good. We have a good team this year. Well, last year as well, we had a good team. But, I mean, it's not like you cannot talk now about the team and doing bad and well. Like, the season started, like, you win at home and then you go out win. Everyone's like, yeah, that's pretty season, you know.
Yeah.
You start with a good, in a good shape. So I think now it's like, you know, you have ups and downs during the all season long. We take it like a little bit early, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I think from that point we will try to improve things until the end of the season.
Are you guys frustrated you haven't been able to score as much?
Yeah, for sure. We are frustrated because we don't score a lot or we concede a lot of goals in some games. And it's kind of like both ways, you know. But we are really working on that. And yeah, we'll start in next Friday.
So if there's a bad loss, you know, a couple of weeks ago it was a 6-0. Yeah. That wasn't a good loss, but who's the guy in the locker room that just keeps it positive? Maybe cracking jokes. Who's that? The comedic one in the locker room that is always keeping people on guard.
Yeah, like if you say after that game, it was not like about someone who going to make fun because everyone was really like,
oh well, not
upset.
That game specifically. Yeah, in general.
I know, but it was. There is some guys who talk as leaders, mm-hmm. and you have, I don't know. Like maybe Kai is the guy who always like put music on and just like
loose up Kai.
Go around everyone and just make
relaxed.
Some fun. Yeah.
Are you there yet? Are you comfortable in doing that yet, or are you just?
No, I don't joke around.
Really?
No, I just like I'm a bit quiet during like the week and stuff. But yeah, I could be tough in the day game. Or
how do you handle
a situation like this?
How do you handle John Pauly's training sessions now?
Oh, perfect.
Do you
perfect.
Do you go home and sleep till
9? No,
night?
No. I'm fit now. I am fit. That's why it's fine now.
Who wins Champions League?
I hope Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Mohamed Salah. You have to go with your friend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Because if you win it, I guess he should be Ballon d'Or. Eh? So yep. I want them to win it.
Yeah, probably.
That's true. Should be. Yeah.
Well,
right.
Do you have his number on your phone? Want to get him on the show? We can call him right now.
Yeah, I have his number, but I don't know if it would be a week.
He's not going to take the call. Listen, I hope you get a call from Egypt. I hope your national team reaches out to you. That would be great. I can see the frustration in your eyes. But
thank you.
More importantly, I hope your family's well. I hope you're enjoying Vancouver. And put the ball in the back of the net a few times. Tell your teammates to do that. And continued success here with the Whitecaps.
Yeah, thank you very much and for this conversation. And yeah, I can come back anytime you want.
There we go. No, we're gonna hold you to it.
Well, Al, don't be pushing it yet. We're gonna assess your situation. Okay. Like a coach, right? How many languages do you speak?
3.
Okay, that's good. Maybe we can handle that.
Okay. We're good.
Ali, thanks for this, man. It's been great.
Yeah, you. Welcome.
Ali, guys, the Whitecaps in action on Friday, 7:30, Houston, in town. We'll take a break. If you want to go see Ali, do you like Taylor Swift?
I'm not really into songs.
Nah, wait till your daughter's like 10 or 11, then you'll have to go that.
Sportsnet 650.